From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Dex here, August 4th, 5 that moved the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first, let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, Cold Card. Bitcoin theft tops $100 million across three confirmed attack waves. Galaxy. Cold Card Bitcoin theft tops $100 million across three confirmed attack waves. Galaxy Research said 90% of the stolen Bitcoin remains unmoved as investigators examine a suspected fourth wave that could lift losses to $130 million. Confirmed losses from the Cold Card wallet incident have exceeded $100 million, with 1,596 Bitcoin, stolen from about 7,300 addresses across three separate major attack waves and 14 smaller incidents, according to a new update from Galaxy Research. On Monday, Galaxy Digital's research arm said 73 victims had contacted its researchers, and victim reports confirmed the next. Second, from Crypto Briefing, spot Bitcoin ETFs pull in $170 million while Ether ETFs bleed $11 million in a single session. Hey, so I wanted to hit you with this quick update. In a single session, spot Bitcoin ETFs took in a whopping $170 million, while Ether ETFs lost $11 million. That's a pretty stark contrast, and it's got me thinking about investor sentiment right now. It seems like people are viewing Bitcoin as a more stable option, especially with all the market uncertainty out there. I'm not reading too much into it, but it's definitely worth keeping an eye on. Now, I know some people might be thinking, okay, this is a sign that Bitcoin is going up, but I'm not making any trades based on this. I just think it's a good reminder that investor sentiment is shifting, and we should be aware of that. Plus, it's always interesting to see how different investors are positioning themselves in the market. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph. Bitmine adds $19.6 million in Ethereum, repurchases 4.5 million shares. Bitmine adds $19.6 million in Ethereum, repurchases 4.5 million shares. Bitmine said it now holds about 4.8% of Ether's circulating supply as it pursues its 5% acquisition target. Ether treasury company, Bitmine Immersion Technologies, bought another 10,399 Ether last week and repurchased 4.5 million of its shares as it continued its crypto accumulation and stock buyback program. On Monday, Bitmine said it held 5,797,013 Ether, Ethereum, worth $10.9 billion. The company said its Ethereum holdings represent about 4.8% of Ether's 120.7 million circulating supply. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, Bitmine stakes $278 million in Ethereum, pushing total past 5 million staked Ethereum. Bitmine's aggressive Ethereum staking strategy could heighten centralization concerns and regulatory scrutiny, impacting Ethereum's decentralization ethos. The post Bitmine stakes $278 million in Ethereum, pushing total past 5 million staked Ethereum, appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from Cointelegraph, MasterCard completes $1.8 billion BVNK acquisition in stablecoin push. MasterCard completes $1.8 billion BVNK acquisition in stablecoin push. MasterCard said the tie-up would help banks, fintechs, and enterprises expand stablecoin payments, payouts, settlement, and treasury services. MasterCard has completed its acquisition of stablecoin infrastructure company, BVNK, closing a deal valued at $1.8 billion. On Monday, MasterCard said the acquisition combines its global network with BVNK's on-chain infrastructure to connect digital currencies with fiat currencies. Up next, sixth, from You Today, Can Shiba Inu, Shibi, break 100-day resistance? XRP reaches recovery ceiling. Fears around Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Arise. Crypto Market Review. Disclaimer. The opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of You Today. The financial and market information provided on You Today is intended for informational purposes only. You Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. And then, seventh, from Crypto Briefing, NEAR co-founder proposes sovereign fund too. Hold treasury, generate yield, and potentially cap token supply. NEAR co-founder has floated a sovereign fund to lock up a portion of the protocol's treasury and earn on-chain yield. The idea is to let the fund generate steady returns while using any surplus to gradually cap the total NEAR supply, a move that could smooth price volatility over time. If the community backs the plan, governance will gain more transparency and the protocol's financial footing could improve without relying on external financing. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports NEAR. Link in show notes. Next, eighth, from Crypto Potato, Shiba Inu turns 6. Here's how many SHIB tokens were burned in July. The SHIB team and community have scorched billions of tokens in the past month. The resurgence of the burning program has coincided with the positive performance of the self-proclaimed Dogecoin killer, whose price has jumped by 10% within that period. Big burn, but there's a catch. The X account, Shibern, revealed that over 3.2 billion SHIB have been transferred to a null address in July, permanently removing them from circulation. This represents a major 1,395% increase from the June figure. The July number may seem substantial, but its USD equivalent is less than $17,000. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Potato, American Bitcoin mines record. 932 Bitcoin in Q2, reserve tops 8,000. Net loss came to $57.2 million, narrowed from $81.8 million in the first quarter. A $71.2 million non-cash loss on digital assets ran through operating expenses, and the operating loss was $74.1 million, while Bitcoin fell about 12% over the quarter. Crypto Potato reported on the $81.8 million first quarter loss that landed alongside a then-record 817 Bitcoin mined in May. Eric Trump, co-founder and chief strategy officer, said on X that the reserve had grown to roughly 8,300 Bitcoin as of August 3rd and described American Bitcoin as the 16th largest publicly traded Bitcoin company in the world. Justin then, 10th, from Crypto Slate. Facing a severe cash crunch, Bitcoin miner Sphere 3D quietly prepares to dilute its shareholders by a staggering 50%. Bitcoin miner Sphere 3D has up to $10.3 million of amended at-the-market stock sale capacity for working capital, while its standing policy also permits mined Bitcoin sales for working capital or growth. At the assumed $2.35 share price in its July 31st prospectus supplement, full use of the facility would add 482,978 common shares and expand the company's basic share count by 50.9%. That sale would lift basic shares outstanding from 8,019,150 to 13,002,228. The amended facility replaced Sphere 3D's prior ATM prospectus. It is authorization, not a completed issuance. AGP, that's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.